And, you know, I think we're going to spend more and more time focusing on the benefits or the top line part of this equation to really capture and create value in the future. And I mentioned earlier, and I was trying to find some exciting way to make, you know, genetics and management and those things sound new or exciting, and they're not. We know what we've got to do from a genetic standpoint. You know, there's some things out there, efficiency of production, both on the maternal and on the terminal side of things, has increased dramatically with these higher input costs. Pounds continue to rule. And that's something that's not going to change. If anything, that's increasing. You know, we saw that graph earlier with that overcapacity in the industry. One, to roll them back, and two, just to get the throughput or capacity utilization that they have to. They're going to continue to feed these cattle to some pretty high weights. So we're going to have growth. It has to be efficient growth. It has to be compositionally right. And, of course, I think we're going to see more and more heterosis in the use of breed complementarity. On the management side of things, again, there's nothing a whole lot revolutionary there. I think it's pretty common sense, but I think we're seeing more use of AI, shorter breeding seasons. Again, just going back to that uniformity and consistency part of it, becoming more and more crucial for these guys to help them manage risk and slot the cattle into their right outcome groups. I think we're going to see some calving dates shifted too, and we're probably seeing that as an industry, especially in our part of the country. We're seeing calving dates move later and later in the spring, both from a cow cost standpoint and also from a marketing standpoint. One thing I don't think we talk about very much is just like with age and source verification, some of these premiums or value that we can capture is very seasonal in nature. You know, it's no different than the choice select spread and some of those other things. You take a spring-born calf, and while there was, I saw Brian Bertelson with USPB and stuff, and they have a grid that, you know, it guaranteed you a $35 premium on agent source verification regardless of the time of the year, which was really, really great. But on those spring-fed calves, if you weren't marketing into that program, there was enough agent source verified cattle around during those time frames or windows that there really was very little premium associated with agent source verified cattle. Conversely, if you happen to have a fall born calf that was agent source verified, those cattle were seeing premiums of $75 per head or more. And so part of that too is we've got to find our product, make sure they fit into the right programs. And everybody on the feeding side would be throwing things on the stage if you didn't mention the importance of health in terms of creating value. Simply cannot. It affects performance, it affects carcasses, and it affects not only the bottom line, all the way through there. Proper vaccination, proper nutrition to make sure mineral programs are just absolutely crucial. All right, so we're going to move beyond all that stuff here in the last little bit. And I really and truly believe that even though there's more opportunity to capture value, there's more competition out there, and that as producers, we're going to have to do a very, very good job if we're going to capture it. I get a chance to talk about marketing a lot, and it's kind of one of my passions. Of course, I'm in the seed stock business, and so we maybe focus on marketing more. But again, it's not rocket science. It just comes down to execution. And I was going to ask you guys a question, if I may. And I don't know how many of you guys still have, I still have tanks without heaters and stuff, and we chop ice. And if you don't chop ice, just figure in how much time you spend changing those Hudson valves or whatever else on your waters and stuff. But how many of you would spend 20 to 30 hours per year working on your waters, chopping ice, and that sort of thing? How many of you would say that you spend 20 to 30 hours per year designing your marketing program and marketing your calves? That, I think, tells us a lot in terms of just of our mindset. We are very production-oriented in this business, and I think we're going to have to put more and more time in trying to differentiate ourselves and becoming more customer-focused and really asking us, you know, what will it take to make a satisfied customer? I got a couple quotes here that I really like, and one was from Jack Welch, former CEO of GE. He said, "The only truly sustainable competitive advantage is the ability to learn and adapt faster than your competition." And with that, I think the key there is information. And I think to capture value, we're going to not only have to collect information on our cattle all the way through the system, but have a means of having information flow back to us, providing that information. Jerry Garcia with the Grateful Dead, I think, sums up marketing really well. He says, "You do not merely want to be the best of the best. You want to be considered the only ones who do what you do." And when you take that type of concept from a cow-calf side of things, I think it becomes really, really difficult. CEO of Morgan Stanley said, "A great company is defined by the fact that it is not compared to its peers." And I know all of us feel like our cattle are unique, but I'm sure if I was to ask for hands too and ask how many of you use performance-tested bulls, how many of you precondition, vaccinate, you know, go through the whole litany of things, most of you would actually raise your hands. So the question then becomes, how do I really and truly differentiate my product in the marketplace? And my answer to that is, the more I get involved with this, I truly believe it's more a people business than it is a cattle business in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to marketing. Building these relationships are absolutely crucial. And use the analogy here of the flywheel, but in that book, Good to Great, they use that analogy as well. And I'm sure you've all seen in the Conan the Barbarian where he's pushing that big wheel, thrashing the wheat or whatever and getting started. But with that flywheel, it takes a tremendous amount of momentum or inertia to get that thing rolling. Once it does, it kind of takes over for itself and it's not too hard to get going. And I think that's the same analogy that works really well from a marketing standpoint. It takes quite a bit to get the wheel rolling, but once you do, it's pretty self-sustaining. And I know I'm kind of driving this point home several times, but when I was at Cattle Facts, I got the opportunity to cover the Texas Panhandle and the feed yard guys. And you get to know those guys really, really well. And there was two feed yard managers, and they were only about 30 miles apart. And they were the most competitive two individuals I've ever met. They wanted to know what the other guy sold his calves for, what he paid for his calves, what his cost of gain was, what his conversion was, how clean his feed yard was. One guy put up an American flag that was 12 or 14 feet wide. And the other one put up one that was about 26 feet wide about 2 weeks later. And so I got a chance to visit them, and I sat down in the one guy's office, and I was absolutely amazed. There in a very nice wood frame, 8x10 or whatever, there was a picture of that other feed yard manager sitting right there on his desk. And I finally couldn't take it any longer, and I asked him, I said, why do you have a picture of, you know, XYZ feed yard manager sitting there? And he said, because every time one of my customers calls before I pick up that phone, I look at that picture and I tell myself, if I don't take care of my customer, he will. And I thought that was a really cool analogy, I guess. And I don't know who your competition is, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's that poultry producer or Brazilian or Australian cattle feeder for across the country, whatever the case may be. But whoever that is, I would encourage everybody to go home and hang a picture on the wall and look at that every morning when they go out there. Because creating and capturing value is a 365-day long process. Second point there is associate with winners. And one of the things I think when it comes to marketing here is you've got to be tied into a program. You've got to start to work with people up the chain on a consistent basis so that you can create this value. And that means that you're going to have to give up some independence and be more interdependent in the system. And I don't think there's anything more crucial than picking the right partners. And with that, I've kind of pulled out a quote with the Boston Consulting Group, and it talks about branding. And it says, increasingly, a brand is far more than just a name on a product. Winning brands are carefully designed business systems. These systems stretch from the choice of raw materials to final service with the customer, and it is the total system the customer purchases, not just the product. And to me, capturing value means getting involved in a system approach from both consumption to consumption. And, you know, I think one